We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
Hey, good evening, fans. Welcome back to Frickers for another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network, talking BGSU football and later on BGSU volleyball. The football team opened the season with a resounding 46-3 victory at Dwight Perry Stadium this past Thursday. Here to talk about that and Saturday's game at Kansas State is head coach Scott Leffler joining us at Frickers. Coach, good to see you again.
It's great to be here, Todd.
Well, I guess you really couldn't have a much better start. A game that you were obviously favored to win, taking on an FCS team, but there's something to be said in those games for going out and taking care of your business. We've all seen it. You go out sometimes against those teams and sort of, to have a slow start or whatever, or maybe look past them, but your team clearly was focused and ready from the start, and that, I would think, was very encouraging as far as their attitude and focus.
I thought, just like I said after the game, I thought our kids really played hard. I think we had a really good day in terms of game management. There was not a lot of no talent issues. But the thing that you took from film the next day is that we have a lot to work on with technique. We had some missed assignments and some missed opportunities that could have got the game out of hand even in the first quarter. But we missed some plays that we should have made. And that's the great thing about the first game is you're able to show the positives. I thought our kids played hard. Again, I thought they handled the no talent issues, but it's always good to be able to go into that film room and show them the things that they need to do to improve for the following week.
And really started on your very first drive, 12 plays, 76 yards, and Andrew Clare cashes it in. And that first drive of the game really did set the tone. And even though there were mistakes made and that kind of thing, nice to see that first drive going for a touchdown. Sort of relieves that pressure, right? A little exhale to start a game strong like that.
Well, we wanted to go out, and I think it was a 9-play drive, I believe, 8 or 9-play drive in the first drive, and we wanted to make sure that we were protecting the defense. We want to play complementary football here. I think we had 5 or 6 drives that were over 10 plays, and whenever you're doing that and possessing the football, that's going to help your defense, help your special teams, and what we're always trying to do is play complementary football with each other.
And you did cap off that drive with a touchdown, and you talk about protecting your defense. When they were on the field, they dominated Morgan State, held them to 4 first downs. You ran 100 plays to their 40, so I guess that was probably stat number one you were looking at, and that's sort of what you were hoping for right there, that kind of disparity.
It was. I think the time of possession, I think we had it 38 minutes, and that's great. And we want to be able to play ball possession football. We want to be able to play great special teams, win the hidden yardage game with special teams, and then get our defense off the field and be a ball hog with the offense, and that's what we were able to do.
You say 38 minutes of possession, which is exactly what it was, but there were a few times where you got in some tempo, and frankly, it was a pretty fast tempo, even though you were controlling the football. It seems sort of counterintuitive, but you did both at the same time.
We played fast, and we want to play fast. We want to try to get as many plays as we possibly can. I think we played 102 plays in Thursday night's game. It's an advantage. The way that we play football, the personnel groupings that we're in, we're able to get into a bunch of different formations. It's difficult on the defense to align, and as long as you're able to possess the ball and hold on to it, it causes trouble on the defense, and it protects your own defense. So it was good to watch our offense possess the ball, and then our defense was outstanding on third down. I think they were 2 of 12 on third down, something of that nature. And I think we were close to over 55% on third down. So we were able to stay on the field. They were able to get off the field. And we played really good complementary football.
And when you got into your tempo, of course, we talked about how in camp, because of the circumstances, you really were splitting the reps with 3 quarterbacks. And a lot of times that tempo, that flow, it counts on the quarterback being in that flow. And yet going third, you'd think maybe there was some struggles with that, but you guys didn't miss a beat when you went tempo with both guys.
No, I think if we did the numbers, I think we had over 800 more plays in practice than last year. So we were able to get quite a bit of reps. And any time that you're having that rep count that we did during training camp, you're able to practice the quarterbacks quite a bit. So it was good. I think we played over 1,700 snaps this training camp. That's a lot in comparison to a lot of teams. But we need the work, and the tempo has been able to help us practice also.
Darius Wade, by the way, for Bowling Green in his debut, 22 of 32, 253 yards passing. And he was named the MAC East Offensive Player of the Week as well earlier today. Had three touchdown passes. And I imagine it had to help Darius a little bit, even though he didn't play last year, that he had been with Boston College and had known some of your system. Clearly that allowed him to get up to speed maybe quicker than somebody else would.
Yeah, Darius is a super bright guy. Two guys in the program right now at quarterback. They know this offense fairly well because we're all together at Boston College. But Darius is a bright guy. Whenever his last year at Boston College, he beat some big-time teams now. He beat Louisville, beat Syracuse, beat UConn. Went down to the last drive in our bowl game against Iowa. So he's got some game experience. He's a super bright kid. And he was rusty in training camp. He's still rusty. There was some things that we both watched on film that we want to correct and have corrected. But for the first time out there, he did a great job.
We also saw him rush for 42 yards. So he's got some elusiveness to him, some athleticism running the football. Is that something when we might see him play that is really a part of his game that you need to exploit when he's out there?
He's dangerous. He's a guy that can throw and run. He's a passer first, but he has the ability to get out of trouble, and that's his game. You know, he's a great move the pocket guy, and I thought he played well on third down, but you know, for not playing football in a year, he did a nice job.
Coach, let's move up front. The offensive line, clearly you were able to do pretty much what you sought out to do, but as you graded out your offensive line play, what was the good and maybe the not as good up front as you look back on it?
Well, I think collectively across the board, I thought we played really hard. I thought we played focused. I thought the guys were 100% locked into the game. You saw the offense encouraging the defense encouraging the offense, the special teams encouraging both sides. I was really happy with our effort, but technique-wise, we were not as happy with. We need to become better technicians. We always talk about whenever we're playing teams that are as good as us or better than us, that the technique is going to take you home. It always gets you out of trouble, and we need to become better technicians across the board, offense, defense, and special teams.
Some of the technical aspects up front, is some of that related to learning your new system that still they're not fully quite cognizant of all that, or is it just working as a unit more tacticians?
Technique, you know, the being able to go left, right on inside zone and being able to take the right footwork and put your hat in the right place on the defender's pad surface. So there's just some technique things that we all want to improve in. And again, that goes from the line to the quarterback to our backs to our wide receivers. Defensively, we felt the same thing. We thought we played really hard, but technique-wise, we could improve.
On the offensive line, we talked about maybe depth is a concern there. Were you able to run in any of your number two guys? And if so, were they able to get some good reps against somebody else here in the first game?
We were able to play 10 linemen, went through the game on Thursday, which was great. We need to build experience. There's nothing better than experience. So getting those guys out there and having them go compete and be out there by themselves, not have a coach breathing down their neck, That was really good for our offensive line.
Flip it over then to the defensive line. We saw quite a few new faces there. Was that also a case you thought you were able to get enough guys in there that it was beneficial?
We wanted to play as many guys as we can to get them experience. We're so thin, just like you said, Todd, that the minute someone goes down, we want to try to have as much game experience with the backups, and we were able to do that. And I thought we played really well. Again, the theme right now is technique, technique, technique.
What about your defense in the back end? We talked about how it's really in the middle or the safeties. You've got experience. The corners, you've got a lot of inexperience. And Morgan State didn't throw the ball very much or attempt to, but what did you see out of your secondary that was good from that game?
Yeah, they weren't tested quite they weren't tested at all, really. I think they threw a total of, what, 10 passes,
nine.
Something like that, and I think 9 or 10 passes. The quarterback didn't have much time. I thought our defensive front put a bunch of pressure on them, and that's their job. So we know that the tests will be coming soon in the back end.
Well, Juwan Hudson, the freshman, got the start at the corner. Your other corner, Caleb Biggers, is a sophomore, but Juwan Hudson was one of many freshmen that saw playing time, and not just redshirt freshmen, true freshmen, and clearly you're at a point where you don't have the luxury, as a lot of times you would, to redshirt more of these guys, but there is that caveat now. I think it started last year that somebody can play up to four games and still redshirt, and I'm sure those are decisions that will have to be made as the season goes on, but it has made it a little easier to get guys playing time early in the season, right?
It absolutely has. We're so thin with our roster. There's a bunch of guys on our team that are going to play this year that we would have loved to redshirt, but we're thin in the back end. We're thin up front, so those guys are going to have to probably play. We're probably going to have to play a few more than what we wish to.
Meanwhile, in your linebacking core, Jerry Roberts, Brandon Purse, I think each had seven tackles. They had that combo sack. We saw Colby Coleman come up with a sack, the strip sack, and the recovery. Seemed like your linebackers were making plays all night.
I thought they played well. I thought Brandon flew to the football. Jerry did a great job. Colby with the strip sack was awesome. I thought the linebackers overall, they all graded out very high. I thought they played well. And, you know, just like we've been preaching, we got to get better with some of our techniques.
All things considered, on your defense of the three levels, is that linebacker level maybe the most solid right now with number of guys, number of bodies, some experience, some guys coming back? Seems like maybe that level is the one where you have the fewest issues.
So far, that I would agree with you, and we just got to make sure that we keep those guys healthy. We played four or five guys at the linebacking position, but we want to try to, as best we possibly can. There's a few young linebackers in our program that we would love to redshirt. But who knows, you know, the injuries and how the ebb and flow of the season goes, who knows. But right now I would say that's the strength of our team on defense.
Well, we saw Andrew Clare score a touchdown early. Quentin Morris got a couple of touchdowns. And I know you think that if he's locked in and playing hard, he can be tough for people to handle. What did you see in game one from Q that has you encouraged?
Well, I thought his preparation was outstanding. He was a guy early in camp that would play hard, then play hard, and he's really bought into our culture of playing hard every single play. I thought he blocked well. I thought on the perimeter he blocked well. We put him in a bunch of different positions. He had a ton of job descriptions, and I thought he handled it quite well.
We also saw a couple of guys for the first time in a game. Julian Ortega-Jones had a few catches, and Christian Sims had a touchdown on his, I believe, his first touch as a Falcon, the freshman tight end. I know you're big on both of these young guys. Talk about them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Julian, I think he's going to be a really good football player. He's young right now. He did not play last year because of a knee injury, but he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's smart, he loves the game. I think we can really develop 17 into a really good football player. And then Christian Sims, he just needs size. He runs really well. He's a 4'5", 4'6 kid that is playing at 220, 215 pounds. We'll get him to 245, and he'll be a problem player for sure in our conference.
Falcons open the season with a 46-3 win over Morgan State. Now they'll hit the road for the first time in 2019 Saturday. They'll head to Manhattan, Kansas to take on the Kansas State Wildcats. We'll talk about that and more with Coach Leffler when we come back. It's the Falcons Nest Coaches Show coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun, food, forts, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on,
you'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Welcome back into Frickers and the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network, talking BGSU football. Just as a reminder, if you happen to miss the show, they do post it on the BGSU Ziggy Cast, our podcast, which you can find at iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to your podcast. That'll be posted on Tuesdays following every Monday program. We're talking with football coach Scott Leffler now as the Falcons look to move to 2-0 Saturday. The competition will step up as they head to Manhattan, Kansas, to take on the Kansas State Wildcats, who are also 1-0 after beating Nichols in Manhattan Saturday, 49-14. They also have a first-year head coach, but he has quite an impressive resume. Coach Chris Kleiman was at North Dakota State for 5 years. His record was 69-6 with 4 national championships. So, one thing we know, Coach Kleiman has a winning attitude, and K-State, of course, under Coach Snyder, has been a very good program for going on 3 decades now. So the winning mentality is there for sure.
There's no question about it. When you watch their film, you can feel it on tape. You can feel the culture that Coach Snyder built. And then you could feel what Chris has brought to the table with that program. I think their culture's right. They play hard every single snap. Their technique is on all three phases is exceptional. And we're going to have to bring our A game on Saturday.
One thing that sticks out to me, I didn't get a chance to watch their game, but just looking at the stats and how they played the game against Nichols, seven different players scored a touchdown, one of those a defensive player. They rushed for 360 yards, which means that they like to run the football. They possessed it for 41 minutes. So it seems that this team is more of a, I don't want to say a power-based team maybe, but offensively, ball control, running it, sort of their identity right now?
It's very similar to our offense. We're trying to do the same thing. We're trying to establish the run game, being able to move the pocket with play action and take our shots. And you can see by watching them on offense, they controlled the ball exceptional on Saturday. They spread the football around. I thought defensively they were great. The second play of the game, they had a pick six. I just like what they do, and I'm really impressed again with watching how fundamentally sound that they are, and they should be. They got eight out of the 11 returners, or eight, they have eight out of 11 returning starters on defense. They've got a veteran quarterback, and they're doing a great job, and I think their kicking game is pretty good.
So this is a type of offense that really defensively you can't lean one way or the other because they can go either way, so it's sort of tough to get a scout on, I guess. You certainly can't say this is only a running team, only a passing team. You got to have all your bases covered here.
No question about it. And anytime that we go on the road, we got to pack our defense. You got to play great defense on the road, and you got to pack your run game. So anytime that we've had big wins on the road, we've always played great defense, and we always found a way to establish the run game and then take your shots and make your plays when plays present themselves.
You talked about their veteran quarterback, Skylar Thompson, 15 career starts. Seems like he's a guy that isn't a prolific runner, but if you look at the numbers, he can hurt you running the football. Is this a guy that you worry about broken plays or just straight running the football from the Q spot? Talk about his skill set.
Very similar to Darius. He can throw the ball. He's a thrower first, but both quarterbacks, in my opinion, have the ability to get out of trouble. They have some designed run plays for him. And I think just watching him, I think he's got poise, he's older, and I'm impressed with how he plays football.
Up front is really where they return a bunch. Four guys that started last year, three that are just straight-out veterans, two- or three-year starters. The O-line is really the core of that offense, I'm assuming, then?
Yeah, both their offensive line and their defensive line are all older veteran guys, and anytime that you have older veteran guys, 90% of the time your culture is right. They know how to win. They are, just like I said, on both sides of the ball, it's fun to watch in terms of their intensity, their techniques, and they should be that way. They're older, they're veterans, and they've been through a lot of battles together.
And clearly a veteran offensive line is a quarterback's best friend, because a lot of times, even if Coach Van Gorder tries to switch things up, these guys have been to a few rodeos, so it's going to be hard to pull something out of the hat they haven't seen.
There's no question about it. That's the luxury of having an older veteran offensive line is, they've seen it all. They've seen the bare fronts, the split double mugs, all the four-week, four-strong max pressures. They've seen it all. They know how to adjust. Just like I said, we're going to have to bring our A game. We're going to have to play extremely disciplined. We're going to have to match their intensity. And we got to make one or two more plays than they make.
Coach, before we talk more about K-State, I mentioned Coach Van Gorder. He and Coach Malone both were at field level, your coordinators. Just a slight departure to talk about that, the decision of who's on the field, who's in the box, what went into that, because many times you'll see at least one of the coordinators prefer to be in the box or what have you. Talk about the decision-making amongst you three about where they would be deployed.
Well, we've got veteran coaches, and we think right now with how we're trying to build our culture, how we're trying to get our kids to play hard, how we're trying to make them believe in each other, we just thought it was really important to have two older guys that have been through a lot of battles to be on the field. The negative about being in the press box is there's zero emotion. You can't get a feel for the emotion part of the game, how the kids are playing, It's slow up there. I loved being up there back in my day. I did. You could see everything. But having those two older guys on the field, I thought was really, really important.
Well, let's talk about K-State defensively. As you mentioned, they return 8 of their 11 starters. It would seem to me that your number one concern are their bookend defensive ends, Reggie Walker, Wyatt Hubert. Hubert was a freshman All-American last year, as Walker was 2-3 years ago. They combined for 12 sacks last year. These are legit rush defensive ends.
There's no question about it. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to keep extremely off balance. We're going to have to read them. We're going to have to block them. We're going to have to bluff them. We're going to have to chip them. We think those two defensive ends up front that cause havoc. Really impressed with the two inside backers. I think sideline to sideline, they can really run. And then in their back end, they've got speed and they've got length. So we got to be creative in this plan and give our kids every opportunity to make a play and drag them into the fourth quarter and find a way to make one or two more plays in the fourth quarter than they do.
Well, K-State also returns their punter and their kicker, but I want to ask you about your special teams from this past Thursday. How did you think you were in that area?
We were happy with everything except we weren't happy with our PAT field goal team. We missed a PAT, and then we had a botched snap after a two-minute drill to add three more points to the board. So that was an area of emphasis yesterday.
Well, we'll see how that turns out Saturday in Manhattan, Kansas. And clearly, always for any team, the first road trip is another line of demarcation in a season, a different sort of, pattern for the week. You got the weekday preparation out of the way your first week. Was that kind of funky for you to start on a Thursday? You're glad you got this for your mind later in the year?
No. We have a system of how we handle a game week, and we have a system of actually how we handle Labor Day. It changes. This week changes in comparison to a regular week. Normally we take Sundays and we practice and we're off on Mondays, but during Labor Day weekend we take off on Sunday and we practice today.
Well, they're back on Saturday this week and for the next several weeks. Coach, we will see you in Manhattan and hopefully come back with another win here next Monday at Frickers.
Appreciate it, Todd. You're the best as usual. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Scott Leffler. Falcons coming off a win. We'll be at Kansas State on Saturday. We'll take a break, come back and talk BGSU volleyball with Coach Daniela Tomich as we continue at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit BioTestPlasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
your local electrical contractors from NECA, and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
A good pair of boots can take you places, but the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on four high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
We're back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football will meet Kansas State on a Saturday at noon. That means 11 a.m. pregame show here on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Manhattan, Kansas. Meanwhile, right here in Bowling Green, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it is the Hampton Inn Bowling Green Invitational. The BGSU volleyball team will be hosting Charlotte, Butler, and Cleveland State. Here to talk about it, the head coach of the defending MAC champions, Daniela Tomich, joining us here at Frickers. Good to see you, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to see you, too.
Well, it's always neat to host an invitational, no matter the sport, to sort of bring in some teams and show up for your facilities, and your fans get a chance to come over a three-day span. Maybe if they can't come to all three, gives them a good shot to see you. The invitational is sort of a long-standing event, and from the head coach's perspective, what do you like about hosting this event?
Well, first of all, it's playing on our home court, you know, somewhere where we practice every day, playing in front of our fans. Our team loves to play in front of our fans. We had an exhibition match, a week ago? I don't even know, 10 days ago against Gannon, and we had a really nice crowd. It was kind of the first glimpse for our fans of our 2019 team, and we'll come back after playing three matches this past weekend. We just played at the Notre Dame tournament, and it will be good to see how much better we got in front of our fans. And it will be a tough competition too. So the preseason, you know, it's tough to travel four weekends in a row, and we are very grateful for our partner, the Hampton Inn Bowling Green, of sponsoring our tournament.
Yeah, I guess I was going to follow up with the question. You know, we talk about scheduling difficulty a lot for many of the sports here. Basketball is probably most notable in trying to put together a schedule where you're not on the road all the time, or having bye games with teams maybe from Division II or something. So this invitational sort of fits that niche, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we have four weekends in volleyball where we play non-conference opponents, and we want to host at least once every fall. We try to schedule two tournaments. It's just hard to get two weekends teams, get enough teams, six teams to come and play at your home court. So I feel very good about this year's competition that we were able to bring. All three teams, Charlotte, Butler, and Cleveland State, are very, very good teams. I think it's going to be great volleyball for 2 days. We'll play two matches on Friday. So we play 12:30. We'll play Charlotte, open up against them, and then 7 o'clock against Butler. And then on Saturday, there will be two matches, and we'll play the second match at 2 o'clock against Cleveland State. So a lot of good volleyball, good good competition. I hope a lot of people will come and enjoy the best sport. I know Coach Lafleur will probably argue with me that football is the best sport, but I'm, of course, biased.
Yeah, I force a habit. I said Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's actually just Friday and
Saturday.
Friday
and Saturday, yes.
Yeah, so Saturday, the Butler match, you will do the banner unveiling, correct? That would be the Mid-American Conference Championship banner, so that'll be a big day.
Yes, that's always special for us to recognize last year's accomplishments and team and add more white banners in Stroh. You know, we have a lot of orange and brown banners, and our goal is to add more white volleyball ones, so that's going to be a special night evening for all of our returning players who were part of the championship team last year.
Well, and, you know, winning that regular season championship last year means that you will host this year's Mid-American Conference Volleyball Tournament, whether you're in it or not, although we certainly expect you'll be the top seed, right? But my point is that you guys have not been shy at all about welcoming that. We're going to host it. We plan on being the top seed. We plan on winning this thing. So last year's success, you're really trying to make that your standard now, right?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't like personally calling us a defending champions. I don't think we go into anything defending. We want to attack, so we have to earn another championship. That's our mindset. But we did earn the right to host the MEC tournament this year, November 21st through the 24th. That's going to be going on here in Bowling Green. Top eight teams from the MEC will be playing, and that was our goal last year, 2 years ago, so that was 2017. We were co-champions, but we ended up being the second seed for the MEC tournament, and last year we were the number one seed, and that gave us the right to host. Now, I did remind our players in the first team meeting that we still have to qualify. I told them it's not like the Olympics where the host team, you compete automatically, like we have to qualify. So I don't, you know, we want to win outright championship, regular season championships, but whatever seed we get, it's about winning those as many matches as we need that week to win the MAC championship and go back to the NCAA. We haven't done it since 2012, and that's our goal, and we are open about it, and we don't shy away from it.
And as you shouldn't, last year, what going in is the top seed. Hopefully, you can be there again. What about the non-conference schedule? You just talked about you get 4 weeks. As you are preparing this team, you've got 1 week down. You're coming into the second week. What are the areas, I don't want to say of concern, but you're trying to work on and improve before the MAC gets here? What are your team goals with this non-conference season as it comes to development?
Well, that's a great question. We practiced also today, this morning, and we had a video session. We talked about what we saw and identified this past weekend, and one of the big areas is our blocking. We need to get better with blocking, and then just overall our discipline defensively needs to be better, and the positive thing is everything that we need to improve and change, we are completely in control. So that's a good thing, that we just have to get in the gym and be mindful and work hard and smart and you know, improve those things. But we have everything that we need to be very successful this year. But that discipline piece and defensively, I think blocking-wise is very good. Our service eve has improved a lot. I know a lot of our fans were wondering how we're gonna replace Cali Simet, you know, two-time MAC player of the year, and we have a really, really good defensive group again this year. And our libero who played Julia Walsh libero this past weekend was named an all-tournament with Caitlin. Meyer, so it's, you know, as a coach, as you can ask me, I can give you 20 things that we need to improve, but those are probably two main things. Our blocking needs to get better, and just in general, our discipline as a team, doing little things right.
The Falcons were in Notre Dame at their Invitational last weekend. We'll talk about that and preview the Bowling Green Invitational coming up this weekend, the Hampton Inn Invitational with Coach Tomich after we take a break. We're at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
A good pair of boots can take you places, but the boots of a U.S. Army soldier can also help you take real steps forward in your career. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help you find the right fit for your future. Step into the boots of real U.S. Army soldiers on four high-stakes missions through an immersive 360 VR experience today at goarmy.com/BGSU.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5% to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food, forts, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter, proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Thanks for joining us on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network, coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green. Falcon football will be back in action Saturday as they visit the Kansas State Wildcats. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show, a noon kickoff from Bill Snyder Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. Right now we're talking BGSU volleyball. It'll be the Hampton Inn Bowling Green Invitational coming up Friday and Saturday. We're talking with Coach Tomich about her team and their season to date and the prospects for the upcoming season. And, you know, Coach, we talked about the non-conference scheduling, but it's really been sort of a trend in your years here at Bowling Green. Your non-conference philosophy is to play a lot of good teams and sort of round your team into shape. So, you know, sometimes your record going into league has been somewhat mediocre, you know, a 6-7 or 5-8 or this kind of thing. But traditionally, and this year included, you've got a tough schedule that gets your team ready.
Yeah, we believe iron sharpens iron, so I always like to schedule tough non-conference teams. You know, we don't go in and say, hey, let's have a losing a non-conference schedule.
Right.
It
yeah.
just it happens. But I'm not concerned, especially after the first weekend, knowing that those tough matches, those tough opponents will prepare us for the MAC. Once we start our conference, we'll be tested. We'll figure out what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are. We'll have a, you know, you don't get a false sense of how good you are by winning against maybe weaker teams. It's been working for us. The only year that we had a winning non-conference record going into the MAC was 2016. All other years, we are one or two matches shy of a winning record, and we've been successful in the MAC. So I believe it's going to happen this year again.
Well, case in point, last year's team lost their first five matches before they got it turned around and finished the non-conference strong, and then, of course, got it rolling in the MAC when the conference play started. But a quick look back to last weekend. You played in the Golden Dome Invitational at Notre Dame, and it was sort of a strange weekend results-wise because you guys beat Wright State in four sets and they turned around and beat the other two teams. You lost a tough five-setter to LaSalle then on Saturday and then lost the last match to Notre Dame 3-1. So seems like maybe you played real good and then you played good enough, coulda, woulda, shoulda, and then maybe didn't play as good on the third time out. Is that sort of how it went?
Yeah, I mean, it was all three teams who we played this weekend were very good. And for the first weekend, I was just thinking how much our sport has grown. I mean, the competition was really good. And Wright State, we played well. We won 3-1. And then the next day, LaSalle had him two sets down, and went into the fifth set. And, you know, we talk about not making unforced errors in the fifth set, and we made 9 and lost 15-12. I mean, you can't win. We didn't deserve to win that one. So that was a tough loss. Our kids, our players fought. We felt we competed hard, a lot of good stuff. Like, when we play well, we are very, very good. And but when we don't play well, we're also not very good now. And our lows have to be a little bit less low and continue getting those highs high. And then Notre Dame was disappointing. We just we just didn't feel we competed in that match. And that's something that we have been emphasizing. And when that happens, you don't have a good feeling about yourself. And but our team bounced back today. We had a great practice. We talked about things that we need to improve, and we bounced back really well. So I think this is going to be definitely, I know it's going to be a good lesson for us, and we'll learn a lot from it.
Well, certainly you talked about losing Callie Simon, which was a huge loss, but you got a couple of players to build around that came back that are first-team all-conference performers, Caitlin Meyer, Katie Kidwell. So you got a couple of building blocks right there, which is a great luxury to have. But talk about those two players, not just their skills, but their leadership for your team.
Yeah, both outstanding young women, first of all. And Caitlin, I talked to her today after practice. I think she has grown the most, just her maturity and the things that she's doing now on the court. I mean, she has a God-given talent, just how athletic she is, how high she jumps, you know, state champion in high jump and long jump. And just a wonderful teammate. I know our fans love to see her celebrate after each point. We call her Energizer Bunny of our team. She's just unlimited source of energy for everybody. So if you don't feel good, just get Caitlin Meyer around you and you will feel good, believe me. And Katie Kidwell, another very similar profile of a player, different position. Caitlin is an outside. Katie plays as a middle blocker. Just that athleticism stuff that you can't teach. But Katie has developed really nicely as a middle blocker over now 2.5 years, and I think she's going to have a good year. But we do also have some good, exciting freshmen, I think, fans who have come to see us play this past weekend and who came to our exhibition. I think they liked what they saw in some of our freshmen. Our freshman from the Czech Republic, Petra Indrova, has a heavy, heavy arm. I started calling her Petra the Terminator. I don't know if she likes it, but I like it, so I'll continue. When she kills the ball, it's just the speed of that ball, and she's the sweetest also person and a great teammate, and she's been here only now, what, a month and a half, and adjusting really well. So we do have some good young freshmen and sophomores also who had a great spring, and the future is bright. That's what I can tell you. I mean, Caitlin is only a sophomore. Katie is a junior, so we have both of them plus our seniors now who are developing, who have developed into great leaders. So we are excited about this year. I don't know if you can tell.
As you should be. You were referring earlier about the service game and working on that. I saw that Jacqueline Askin had three aces for you in the win over Wright State. Is that something she can consistently do? And maybe now it's just about filling in some of the gaps here?
Yeah, our serving game is another area that we have improved. You can really, if you look at a box score, if you just check the aces, serving aces, it doesn't give you a good perspective of how good a team is in serving. But we kept our opponents this weekend, actually, we serve receive better than them, so we kept them out of system, what we call, if they don't have a good serve receive. And that's the first factor also of becoming a good blocking team. And serving is one, the only skill in volleyball that a player has a complete control over. That's the only skill that it's not impacted by their opponent. So that's another area that we are putting an emphasis, taking it to the next level of becoming the best serving team, which will help us also take our blocking levels, blocking game up.
Well, the Bowling Green Hampton Inn Invitational is coming up Friday afternoon. The Falcons play Charlotte. Then Friday night, 7 o'clock with Butler. That's the banner unveiling. And then wrap it up Saturday at 2 with Cleveland State. And Coach, hopefully three wins in the span of a day and a half, and have a great invitational nonetheless.
Yeah, we want to beat Charlotte and then beat Butler and then beat Cleveland State one at a time. And I hope our fans are going to come. You know, I'm going to make again this public promise, or if you come and you don't like what you saw, I'll refund you your ticket. So I hope we can back the straw. I haven't received any phone calls or emails yet. I said this at every coach's caravan stop, and nobody has called me on it, so I hope that people come. It's a really exciting team, a fast-paced game. We don't have as many timeouts as basketball has in the last, you know, set, so come. You're going to have fun.
This is the coach's caravan fodder with her and Coach Huger and Coach Freilich. That's good stuff. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
That's Coach Daniela Tomich of BGSU Volleyball. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this timeout on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Think Thayer in Bowling Green.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green. Or click on ThayerBG.com.
Think Thayer, come on, let's get rolling. Come on, let's get moving. Think Thayer.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's time to be. It's that time of year. Time for pumpkin spice and caramel apple cider. Only from Big B Coffee. Stop in and see your favorite barista today. But hurry, it's only available for a limited time.
It's time to be.
Big B Coffee. Located at 215 East Worcester Street in the Market Square Plaza. Or visit BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through fall semester in-store and online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080 and build a better future.
Jets. At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
We're back at Frickers to wrap up the program. We talked about volleyball at home Friday and Saturday for the Hampton Inn Invitational. The other MAC defending champion women's soccer team is home Thursday night at Cochran Stadium to take on the University of Dayton. So mark your calendar for that as well. Those are the home athletic events this week here at BGSU. As for Bowling Green football, a big win to start the Scott Leffler era this past Thursday night, 46-3. Over Morgan State. Next up, a trip to Manhattan, Kansas to take on the Kansas State Wildcats. We will be there. We'll bring you the Medical Mutual pregame show at 11 a.m. and high noon kickoff from Bill Snyder Family Stadium in Manhattan on Saturday. Second ever meeting between the schools this coming Saturday. We'll talk to you from Manhattan, Kansas then. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying I, Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships. Five great franchises, one great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.